got Fonza pilot number 72.
Yup.
What's the word?
72, man. Who would have thought we gotten this far?
Who would have thought we would have a second intro song?
Right, dude.
Dude, that intro song is rad.
I love that song, man. That's crazy. How do they improve on your song?
Yeah, well, and the answer is that way. Jason Jones of Art City Sound, we established contact on Instagram, and he was awesome and kind enough to make that track, and we'll have him later on the show. And I just can't thank him enough, man. That song, it's got me feeling, I feel like I got like a skipper hat and a parrot on my shoulder. I'm feeling good. I need like a colored drink, like a margarita or something like that. I'm feeling Jimmy Buffett when I hear that song, dude. But yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, man. But also, Walt, how does it feel that someone covered your song?
I know. I've never even thought about that. Like, someone covered my work.
Yeah.
Most of the time they'll cover my work. Like, if I give them a CD, they'll put like a book over it because they don't want to see it. So they'll cover my work. I said CD. That's how long it's been. But our track is covered, dude. That song, the story of the song. We had that podcast earlier, and now it's covered. And Jason Jones was so kind enough to do it. So again, we'll talk to him, Art City Sound, later in the podcast. But this podcast is meant for the intro song. This podcast is meant for podcasters. You listening to me, podcasters? I know you're listening to me because I think you guys are the only ones that listen to podcasts
or know what it is.
Or know what it is. But this podcast is for podcasters as well as for everyone else. So we're gonna talk about what's up. We're gonna talk about professional development for podcasters. That you guys think that it didn't exist? Oh, it exists. And we're gonna have cover talk, Bonds.
Yeah.
Song was covered. The cover master, Jason Jones. We'll do a little cover talk. But let's go and start the show. Fonza, what's been going on?
Oh man, dude, there's a bar, a Star Wars bar. Well, it's not Star Wars, it's called The Dark Side. So we went on the weekend, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. There's just, so it's Star Wars themed. So all the drinks are like Star Wars, some of the
right
food.
On.
And so we went in there with a bunch of other Star Wars people. People were dressed up. Everybody's like wearing something Star Wars. It was pretty cool. And so with your ticket to go inside, you have to make reservations, and you have like a 2-hour limit.
For the bar.
For the bar.
Got it. So you got to drink as much as you can in 2 hours.
Pretty much,
is
yeah.
Is it rapid service?
It was pretty crowded.
Light speed?
Light speed.
Or is that a different movie? Is that a different movie?
No, you're good. You're,
okay, yeah, good.
Yeah. So with your admission, you get two drinks automatically. So you get two drinks. They give you little coins and stuff. You give it to the bartender. And everybody that I went with had the two drinks and were wasted.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was pretty cool that everybody got wasted. And then they're looking at me, hey, how come you're not wasted? Practice. I have a podcast. Yeah, but it was pretty cool. So everybody's dressed up. There was just all the different characters, yeah. And like really good.
Were like, you like, if we fight, I ain't losing my hand, bitch.
No.
I'm sober.
I'm nobody's father.
That's right. I'm walking out of this.
Yep.
9 months later, I'm no one's father.
I'm no one's father. Yep.
Nice.
What you been up to, man? I saw you a little yellow earlier today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wait, really quick. Where is this? Where's the bar?
I'm sorry. It was in Hollywood at the Chinese Man Theater.
Uh-huh.
So they have like all these different floors of different movie theaters. I mean, different theaters itself. And in Hollywood. So they took over one of the floors, and it's inside like this little side corner bar in there and everything.
Was that themed, or is that here to stay? Like,
no, it's temporary. Oh, it's called, gotcha. The Dark Side. They have one in Chicago, L.A., and New York.
Got
so
it.
They're just temporary.
The Chinese, you know,
like a
man,
pop-up.
Huh?
Yep.
Damn, I love, anytime I hear Chinese Man, it just puts a smile on my face.
Right?
That's an old motherfucking theater.
But it looks so different. I still remember when like the side, there was like no, like a parking lot right next to it.
Yeah.
It was just, yep, open, and now it's just like so like packed and everything. But I just aged myself by saying that, right?
Dude, you want to age? You know what's the last movie I saw at the Man Theater?
What's that?
The Last Boy Scout.
No way.
Has to have been like 92. I throw it in the greatest year of my life, 92, right? But I think it is 92. That's around that time. Damon Wayans,
yep.
He's like capping everyone when,
yeah,
he's
while
running,
he's running.
The Bruce Willis.
Wow.
That was the last movie I saw at the Chinese Man.
How'd you get there, dude?
How did I get? Oh, yeah. My brother. Oh, your brother? Was driving that Escort, okay. The beat up Escort. Yeah. We went to go see it. So, but wow. I mean, I've driven by it, but the last movie I've seen was that movie.
That's cool. That is awesome.
So that's probably the coolest thing that's been up in my life. The coolest, but there has been other things in my life, especially since our last podcast. And if you notice why I'm yellow, I'm yellow from the blues, Vons.
The blues got you down?
The blues. I'm blues from being yellow, dude. Well, first, let's start off with I had food poisoning.
Oh, that's terrible, right?
Like, straight, you know, I hadn't had it in a while. And this is how you know when you had it in a while. When someone tells you, oh, I had food poisoning, you're kind of like, oh, well, Pepto-Bismol, that shit, and like, call it a day. How long did it last? A day? Well, it's only a day. No. That day is death, dude. That I woke up. This was Sunday. I had dinner Sunday night, 3 a.m. I had to wake up at 5:15, 3 a.m., dude. My belly just started aching, dude. I'm like, oh, it's gas. It's going to pass. I could not get in a comfortable position except for fetal position, dude. Oh. And I was just like, oh. And it was just like bad. And then I puked. I threw up. By 5 a.m., I took some Alka-Seltzer, and I said, I can do this. So I was up. I was trying to function between 6 and 7. At 7, I just threw up whatever was left. After that, I was throwing up or pooping or both every hour and a half until 5 o'clock. I said, I can't do it. I got to go to the doctor.
Oh, wow.
And of course, guess what happens?
You had a podcast that day.
I did have a podcast that day. Yeah, I had a very big day that day. So we pushed it till now. But of course, I get to the doctor. It's already 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening. I start to feel better at the doctor's office.
Dude, it always happens. You know, right? Always, always.
But he gave me, you know, it just the urges have subsided. And then the follow through was, he just gave me this dissolvable pill to feel better. And then I just had this blistering headache from being dehydrated. And he looked at me up and down. He's like, ah, we don't need to IV you. You can do that by like Pedialyte and Gatorade. And I was like, what the hell am I paying insurance for, man? Like, dude, hook me up. But no, it was best that I did not. But I had this crazy headache. And then I just bought some, I didn't have any aspirin. Or ibuprofen at the house. I just tried to sleep it through in the morning. Same thing. So I just weathered it. And then I finally got some like the ibuprofen, but the migraine kind. I didn't know. Some of it comes with caffeine.
Yeah.
I was like, sweet. So So I only took 2 pills throughout that experience, but it was horrible, bro. Like I even started meditating. Wow. Like I started meditating. And you know what, dude? Oh, I'm gonna tell you something else. I'm a big science guy, dude. You know that. Yeah. You know I'm a big science guy, right? And I'm big like on like this is gonna work, this is gonna work if you perform some scientific research. Dude, my mom's like in the middle of all this, my mom's like, take this pill. And I was like, well, what does it do? Like, and she's like, just take it. It'll make you feel better. And I was like, so I saw the numbers on it. I started doing some research on it. Halfway through my Google search, my mom's like, straight up, dude, my mom's like, stop being scared. Just take it. Dude, I went right into 12-year-old mode. Ooh, I just popped it in. Like my mom's babysitting my son. And I went into my son's age, dude. Like, mom's like, just stop being scared. Take the pill. I mean, I like, at that point, it could have been mercury. Like I could have swallowed mercury. I didn't even care, dude. And so I was just like, dude, old wives' tale, like whatever the pill. She opened her canister of where the pill is.
Yeah.
And when she put them in her hand, it was like 7 different pills. And she's like, which one is it? Which one is it? And I'm like,
she's shaking them.
I'm like, I'm Google searching this. And then in the middle, she's like, just take it. Stop being scared. Like, okay. And you know, my mom, the sweetest person in the world. So when she talked to me like that, I was like, yes, ma'am, I'm taking that. And then, you know, did it work? Not really.
Yeah.
But what am I supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah,
right?
You got to take it.
I got to take it. So in the middle of all that, dude, I like to meditate. And meditation works. It works for me. Do you want me to tell you why it works for me, Fonz? Because I get bored of my own thoughts. And that's the way I fall asleep. And right. Falling asleep, you know, you think you want to meditate to be, to recover, to be restful. But nothing beats recovery than sleep, right? Right,
yep.
So I can get to sleep by meditating because I get so bored. And I start with like, okay, how can I be a better person? These are the most important things in my life. My family, my a father, my family, my work. I don't even get to like fourth or fifth thought, dude. But you know, you sit there and you meditate and you try to, you follow your own script that you create. Dude, I just pass out. So I love meditation because it puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know how dudes do it for 4 hours. Like, why? Just give up.
And just go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Why can't you go to sleep?
Dude, that happened. I've had some issues at my house. No, just I've had some issues where I've had to pay, and I kind of equated it like this. In my 20s, with how much I spent, I can fund a flight to Amsterdam and back, 2 nights of drinking food, and you know how we drink,
mm-hmm.
all that. That's the same amount of money in my 30s that it now costs to replace windows, a doctor's visit, and my house plumbing issue.
Well, after being sick, I'm sure you got a plumbing issue.
Yeah, the house plumbing issue. Yeah, yeah, personal and house yep. plumbing issue. So that's the same amount of money. I was like, mother effer. That's hashtag getting old, mm-hmm. podcast life.
Responsibilities.
Yep, so that's what's up with me, Fonz. I meditated, I had plumbing issues, and I dropped a lot of dough. Or I couldn't drop a lot of dough. All right, I'll stop with the poop references. All right, let's move forward. Let's start this freaking podcast. Like I said, this podcast is for podcasters as well. So you should be paying attention. Let me tell you guys something. You guys look around, you Google search, you got all these podcast movements, podcast awards. First, let me remind you, we are the original, one of the original LA podcasters. We've been doing it since
20 years.
You used to put Sassoon, what Dr. Dre said? You used to put Sassoon on your hair?
Yeah.
Like, we've been doing it since the 80s.
Bamboo earrings?
At least plus 20 years. What's that since bamboo earrings? We old on this stuff, so we know how this works. And yes, the answer is yes, podcasters. We are bitter. We've never been nominated or asked to attend, not even the LA podcast movement. I mean,
podcasts are underground already, and yeah. we're so underground.
We don't even, and you know what? Our following, I'll say it, our following is just as good as their following.
Yeah.
Like, we come correct. We are old school, and we are unique. We are so unique. I'm going to tell you how unique we are, rest of the world and podcasters. We're the only, and we used to be the only Hispanics doing this shit. And at the same time, we were too white to get acting gigs. Where in the freaking rainbow do we stand?
We couldn't do voiceovers for
we were too white for Hispanic voiceovers. Yeah. And we were the only Hispanics doing this shit. Is there an award for that? Is there an award for like the Oreo, what's in between the Oreo? Like, is that even possible? But is that the award we get? Like, don't we get an award? Like, I understand not everyone gets an award. I'm for that part.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, don't we get something?
Participation award.
The only Hispanics to participate. So, all right. That's my rant. That is part of it. But with the bad comes good. This podcast, Fonz, is bringing it up. It will be the first. And you know what the first, what I'm talking about is professional development for podcasters, Fonz. Everywhere you go, everywhere, every job you have, every career you have to spend copious amounts of money just for travel, really. You don't learn as much as you think you're going to learn. But nonetheless, you still learn. And if you want to take your trade serious in podcasting, there has to be some sort of legitimate professional development for podcasters. Now, in my experience, Fonz, you usually have an in-house training and then an off-site one, which the off-site one is like what you do specifically. That's what you approve on.
Like some sort of conference or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like if you're a nurse, you do an in-house training, but then maybe you do it outhouse on like your particular unit, yeah. Right? If you're an educator, teaching, but then you, whatever your area of expertise is, right? So you got to kind of do two, right? If I want to learn how to podcast for my in-house, I'm going to go listen to Adam Curry, Leo Laporte. I'm going to pick up a dang class book, and I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes on how to run a fully functioning podcast and how to be great at it. Maybe even Jeremy Enns, he actually created this pretty cool Facebook page that Lance introduced me to. It's called Cut the Bullshit Podcasting Community, but it's awesome. It's got 500 podcasters in this community. It's pretty cool. You're in it too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but I'm going to go listen to these guys and learn. And that's your in-house professional development. Go learn from those guys.
Yeah.
Right. But it got me thinking, well, what are we, what's our niche? What are we going to get? What are we going to go get better at? That teacher, their area of study, that nurse, their unit, like what's our out service or what's our
conference?
What are we going to go get better at? So to me, I was thinking, well, if we look at our moniker here, right, we got banter, riff raff, booze and tunes.
Sounds like a mantra. Good time.
So I'm like,
I can improve in all of those.
So what do we need to do in 2018? Do we need to go to a bar and get hammered? Do we need a DUI playing like Billy Idol, like Flesh for Fantasy blasting, like, and then that experience of having to pay our bail, and like what needs to be our out service development or our personal development?
Well, let's break that down. Banter, right?
Banter.
So we got to improve our banter.
Yes.
So if we can get 86 from a bar because we talk too much.
Yes.
That would be because people at bars talk a lot, right?
That's true. If we can go like a solid, not 15, 14 minutes talking to someone who's right winged without punching anyone in the face.
Yeah.
That would work, right? That's a lot of banter. There's a lot of banter. Mm-hmm. A lot of smoke, if you ask me. But all right. Yeah.
Something like that.
Riff raff. What about riff raff?
Oh, wow.
So that experience is what's going to make us better podcasters.
Yes.
So for riff raff, what about riff raff?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
Do you need to lose your phone and fall asleep at Coachella while all your friends are somewhere else? Is that riff raff?
Yeah, that
that's already happened.
Yeah.
That was the conference in 2004. what do we need for riff raff?
Yeah, we're getting old. Riff raff is tough, man. Without getting like arrested, right?
Why not? Maybe we do need to get arrested.
We'll protest. We'll go protest.
We'll go protest something
stupid.
Yes.
We'll go stand at like a Chipotle outside and protest the extra guacamole.
Exactly. You
know? It costs extra.
Yep. That's just some riffraff, dude.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? Or like as full grown 38-year-olds, Fonz, you can walk up behind someone, pants them, get on all fours, and I'll push them. And then we'll run. I don't know how far we'll run because I'll get tired soon, but that's riffraff.
Or we'll go knock on people's doors and run.
And my heart will race and we'll run, oh shit. And then we'll hide and then we will have learned from that and our podcast will be better.
And the riffraff will still be there,
right? The riffraff will be there. Booze.
That's
right now.
Self-explanatory.
So we'll go lock ourselves in this studio without podcast equipment.
And if we want to learn, we could like be grown-ups and drink wine or like drink like something else, something that we normally don't drink to improve ourselves.
Water between drinks and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Does that constitute as booze?
And apple cider or something. Yeah. You know what those
maybe
those hard ciders.
Or hard cider. Yeah.
Yeah, something that we normally don't drink.
So we'll learn from that. Exactly.
That different hangover from ciders, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I will give you continuing education units for that. I'll give you some CEUs for that.
Some mead, some ciders, yeah.
Okay. Yep. What about tunes? What do we need to do for tunes?
Tunes, we have to go to somewhere where bands play without knowing who's playing. Just show up random day, like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and show up and just listen to some bands that we don't know who's going
to
play.
I'd like to go to Kansas.
Kansas.
Jump in like a Cowboys car and just like throw it on, buddy. Give it on me. Give me the country. Give me that country love. Like country pop, because I don't know anything
country
about that.
Country pop?
You know what? I got tunes. I'll hang with someone. Be a little weird with a cowboy, but go through a Taylor Swift album.
Oh, wow.
cowboy. That would add to riff raff, right?
He's
probably right wing. That would add to banter. And I'm sure we both like moonshine. So it'll be, I think we could get them all.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift with a cowboy. Four tough.
Four tough.
So with that being said,
find yourself a cowboy.
In 2018, I'd like to introduce professional development for podcasters. Get your in-house one. Go listen to an Adam Curry, a Leo Laporte, Dan Klass, some of those guys. Make your podcast better. Send the payment to me, and I will send you a certificate that you did do that.
That you got your credits.
Yep, that you get your credits. And then also do your personal development, your professional, you got your personal development. And by you and I, we're going to get into banter, riffraff, booze, and tunes. All in effort, guys. All in effort to make this podcast just a little bit better for you guys.
Yes.
We will sacrifice.
Yeah.
And it's also a podcaster guideline created by the Walter and Fawn Show.
I like it.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Are you done? All right. Yeah. Sealed. It's a all in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. It's done. All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
I do that like every day in the shower, dude. That's the Breakfast Club jam.
Is that when the water's really cold and it hits you?
Yeah, the big toe. When the big toe enters the tub, dude. That's exactly like that. That's a jam, dude. That is a freaking jam. That is Jason Jones. Jason Jones. Look him up. We got him on the show. He does tons of covers. Look him up on YouTube, Art City Sound. We'll talk to him and what's up with Art City Sound Studios. All things Jason Jones. He created our intro song, which is absolutely fantastic. Fonz.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude.
He does covers. Let's spend a couple minutes talking about covers before we get him on. What do you think about that?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's fine. All right, Walt, I have a question for you.
Ask away.
Cover songs, right? I mean, everybody knows that people cover songs or it's a cover song. I just did a cover song like Jason does. So he even puts it on the title. But you know songs that you might not think are cover songs? I have some for you.
Ooh, okay. All okay. Right. I like that. So are you going to give them to me and let's just talk about them? Or are you going to ask me, did I know that? Let's do it.
Did you know?
I'll be honest.
Respect, Aretha Franklin. Yes or no?
Based on the way we're doing this, I would probably think that it's not, but I didn't know. Is it a cover? It's a cover? It's a cover. Who does she cover?
Otis Redding.
Oh. Okay, I know the Otis Redding song. I thought Otis Redding covered Aretha.
So she, I mean, she changed a couple of lyrics. It had to.
But it's inspired.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right. That's good. People, so now you know.
All right. The famous one, I think, I didn't know that until just recently. I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
From The Bodyguard.
Uh-huh.
It's not her original song.
Whose is it?
It's Dolly Parton's.
Oh.
1974. And another one for me was Tainted Love.
Soft Cell.
Yep. Not theirs.
Social D. Social D covers it.
Yeah. Gloria Jones, another singer from the 60s and stuff.
Got you. I'm telling you, man, music is so like, it's creative stealing when you get to some point, right?
And my last one, Walt, is Hey Joe.
By Jimmy.
Not Jimmy.
Who is it?
Not Jimmy. The Leaves.
Okay.
The Leaves. So, I mean, Jimmy's already, what, 60s too, right?
Yeah.
So even like before that. Yeah, so he did a cover.
So, dude, so before, you think about 1950s, English dudes knew where Mexico was or what?
Yeah.
Doesn't say I'm going to run down to Mexico?
Yeah.
Maybe they're American. Do you know where the leaves were from?
No, I don't.
Okay. I didn't know the Hey Joe. Now,
Hey Joe.
A lot of people don't know that Along the Watchtower is, but a lot of people do. That's a cover. That's from Bob Dylan. That's Bob Dylan himself said that's the best cover. A lot of people cover that song.
Yeah.
But that version is the one he likes the most. He thinks it's the best.
I love cover songs. I love when people cover songs.
Yeah, me too.
Because they put their little twist on it and they make it theirs. And it's just like, you know, when you make something, you're the original person, right? You make it and you're going off of what you know. But after it's done, you know you can always improve it or change it or do different things. And someone takes that and does that with your stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. I like too. Covers.
I also think when I know there's a cover song on an album, I know I already know the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you got to speed it up or slow it down, but you could sing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and you know what? That was your list. That's an awesome list. Yeah. I totally, the Aretha Franklin, I thought it was the other way around, but that's both songs are amazing. Like you said, one just builds from the other. I haven't heard The Leaves, Hey Joe, but I'm going to go check that out. Yeah. That's a good track. That's awesome, man. There's a song I really, really like from Aerosmith called "Train Kept a Rollin'." Mm-hmm. "Train Kept a Rollin' All Night Long." That's probably like top two. I mean, I even like it because it's raw and it's an old Aerosmith song.
But it's a blues song, right?
Yeah, I like it. I like it almost more than "Dream On." I mean, I just really like that song. Yeah. It's an old blues song from a guy. Pee-wee Creighton, maybe, I think that was his name, but old, 50s guy.
Yeah.
That version, though, once it's kind of cool too. We talk about cover songs, is when you hear the original one, it's almost like you have more appreciation because you're hearing the original song, but in your mind, also all the bells and whistles from the newer version kind of hang in there. And so I like that. I like that a lot. Stairway to Heaven is in court last year. They're in court last year. I don't know if it's over or not, but they're in court for ripping a couple people off. With Stairway to Heaven. So, and they've been notoriously known for covering bands and not giving them credit.
Oh, see, that's a bad
part. Because a lot of people used to do it loosely in the 60s.
Yeah.
And in the 70s, and they kind of went over, like they'd go overboard or they'd write their name along with their name in the writing process. One of the cool things Jimmy Page said was like, dude, he just threw Robert Plant under the bus. He's like, dude, my music, no one covers my music. Like, he's a guitarist, right? Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, we all expected Robert Plant to just write his own lyrics. And he never did.
He never did.
I don't know if he hates them, like now they're what their relationship is, but in an interview, that's what he totally said, right?
That's funny.
But yeah, you can go on and on. They've covered like Robert Johnson, a lot of old blues stuff. It's kind of what it was, right? Like, you know, blues wasn't accepted in the States. Mm-hmm. They had to go over and you know, and then rock and roll gets created from that. And you know, you have to imagine like when blues hit the UK or anywhere in Europe, like how bananas that must have been, right?
Yeah. I love the blues, man.
I love the blues. I love me blues evolving to rock and roll, ultimately like to Motorhead.
To Motorhead. Yep.
Motorhead covers a couple tracks. They've covered Louie.
Yep.
Louie. So who does Louie? The Trashmen? I think that's who they do. Or maybe they do Surfing Bird. But, you know, everyone knows Louie.
Oh, yeah.
Louie, Henry Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
They cover Louie. Yeah, he covers Louie. So, you know, nothing wrong with little cover songs. But you know what got me thinking about cover songs? What about DJs? DJs are cover song. I don't want to say bandits because that makes it sound negative. But they're cover song masterminds.
Mixer, but they... Are you saying that they play, that they switch it up?
Like DJs, like I put an album out and I'm a DJ. There's always like mixes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Samples, right?
Yeah, samples. Yeah.
Yeah, they cover everything.
Yeah.
You know, I feel covering is more than their original work.
Oh okay. Yeah, they do. Yep.
So I think that's cool. And the reason I bring that up is because there is a band called or a DJ called Girl Talk, and Girl Talk is awesome because my wife. She likes a lot of newer hip hop and kind of poppy, kind of like a hipster rap, You know, you get my feel. There's an album they did before Chance the Rapper came out, but you know, that kind of stuff. And she just likes hip hop, like a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
But like all of it. And I like 70s rock. Like we're talking about blues, rock. And I like hip hop too, but I really like, you know, blues, rock, punk, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Girl Talk, this DJ goes under the moniker Girl Talk. He created an album called Feed the Animals. And that album came out in, 2008, maybe somewhere around there. 2008. And he literally goes like 45 second tracks of mashups. And it's usually like a classic rock song with like a hip hop song. Like he'll do like Huey Lewis in the News, the Heart of Rock and Roll with like a rapper, Little Mama, who I have no idea who that is. And Robin's all about that. And I'm like, I know the background song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just kind of Edwin Starr, War. You know that song? War. Yeah. What is it? With like Sinead O'Connor. And she's singing. I'm like, oh, wow. I know the one in the back. Like, I mean, but this thing goes on and on. He just does like he does Jay-Z, Big Pimpin' to like to DJ Funk, like to Tony Basil, Mickey. Like, oh, wow. I mean, it's just, but it's an old one with a new one, like Rod Stewart with like the Young Bloods. Like, it just goes on and on. And this album, if you haven't checked it out, and what we're talking about, when we're talking about covers, it's a great album. It's you know, like a dance album kind of thing, right? It's a DJ.
Yeah.
But it's he's sampling a hip hop usually with like a classic rock. Steve Winwood is in that. Cool. Just like, and like, it's something we both can agree on. It's like, she's listening to the left speaker, I'm listening to the right speaker. Cause we're always in constant battle with what we want to hear. Right. Yeah. I want to hear Motorhead and she wants to listen to like Missy Elliott or something. Yeah. And I'm like, well, just put Girl Talk. Like, eventually that's going to come out at some point.
That's funny.
But yeah, if you haven't checked out Girl Talk, check out Girl Talk. I want to turn this around, Fonz. This is the credit list to the album. That's like in the album.
Wow.
Of everything he said.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's bananas, dude. Yeah. But it was a very acclaimed album, Feed the Animals. And it came out in 2008. And to this day, I love that. I love that album. It found a happy medium.
Nice.
In the musical taste between me and my wife.
Kept the house happy.
Keep the house happy, man. We keep the house covered with covers.
Nice.
Our song is covered.
Yes.
We got our intro covered song. The great Jason Jones coming up. Anything else you want to add about covers?
Oh, they're amazing, dude. Just keep covering covers.
Yeah. Oh, really quick. Most covered Christmas songs. I'm going to ask Jason, think about that. Think about that. But I'll give you right now, most covered rock song. What do you think that is? Or even by who?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Take a guess.
You were talking about Stairway to Heaven. That's always like in music, people like have to learn that song, right? To be a rock star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't know.
Yesterday from the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Okay. According to BBC, 2,200 different covers.
Wow. That's crazy. Either that or the Imagine, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. That's in the top 10. It's like in the top 10, it's like out of the top 10, six of them are Beatles songs.
Wow. Yeah.
You know the one Eleanor Rigsby from the Beatles?
Uh-huh.
Ray Charles covers that.
No way.
And that's an awesome tune. When I was reading the article, I was like, wait, they covered Ray Charles? But it was the other way around. Oh, but yeah, dude, it's always interesting to see how many times, right? But we'll see Silent Night right now when we talk to you. I'll ask him, see if he knows. All right, let's get Jason on the line here. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Doing great, Walter. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you're out in Utah, correct?
That is correct.
What's the weather like out there?
It is bitter cold. Oh, my heavens. It is, right now it's probably close to between 10 and 15 degrees.
Ooh, perfect.
Wow.
That's cozying up weather. Cozying up to a bass guitar.
Right. That's exactly right.
So, Jason, you're a man of many trades in music. First, I want to say thanks for covering and creating our new intro song for the podcast. It rocks. I really want to ask you questions. Yeah. And I really want to ask you questions about that. But let's talk about you first. Tell our listeners about Art City Sound and tell our listeners about the YouTube channel you got.
Art City Sound was kind of a dream that I had. Growing up, I was always into music. I was one of those weirdos that was born into a family that wasn't super interested in music, and I could not get enough of it. rhythm just runs through my blood, and it just always has. It's always just come really naturally to me. And so my parents, you know, they gave in when I was 14. I was you know, banging on stuff all over the house. They thought, what the heck, we'll just get him a drum kit. And that was all she wrote. Oh my gosh. It was like somebody had handed me the Holy Grail, and it's like, yeah. So, you know, life moves on, and did my music thing. And then found out there wasn't a whole lot of, money in music. And so, the more practical side of me, grabbed a hold and I started programming computers because it seemed to click with me a little bit and did that for a little over a decade, and then music just came back with a vengeance. It was like, you know what, I've got one life to live. I'm not coming back for a second round, and I couldn't live with the question, what if, you know. What if I could have made it? What if I all these insecurities and crap that plague, the humanity it just came back with a vengeance. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to build a studio and some neighborhood kids. This was back in 2009. They heard I had a studio and I was recording my own stuff and they came in and said, hey, how much to charge? And I was like, charge? Oh, charge is good. And so I was like, yeah, $20 an hour. And they're like, okay, cool. We did the song. Best time I had ever had. Oh, my heck. It was awesome. And then they paid me a few $100. They left with a freaking awesome demo. And I was just like, I was stunned. I was like, this is it.
Right on. This is it.
And so from 2009 to 2012, I was working in a tiny little basement bedroom, and I was programming from 9 to 5, and I came home and had dinner with my family who never saw me anymore. And then my first client showed up at 7 PM and worked till 1 AM and it was just insane. And finally my wife was like, dude, I never see anymore. So we got to choose. We got to choose either the programming goes or the studio goes and just becomes a hobby and you stop taking clients. And I was like, well, that's an easy choice. You know, we're doing this. We might as well get serious, right? So we built this house and had a thousand square foot studio put in it. And like, dude, let's do it. We got ourselves in boatloads of debt. And living the dream, barely keeping my head above water, but I've never been happier, my man.
That is awesome, man. That is true rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
We were watching a bunch of your videos, and we were just amazed that not only that you play all the instruments pretty much, but the video editing is awesome. How you put it together, and just like that seems like you're having a ball doing that.
Thank you so much, Fonz. It's very kind of you to say. I'm much more comfortable doing music than I am video, but I got to start somewhere, and I thought, I'm good with computers. I'm going to download a program and see if I can figure it out. And little by little, I feel like they're getting better, but the real product is the music, is the song. So, Art City Sound is just basically a place where anybody can come and record. I record full bands. I record. I had a group of guys doing a podcast here last night, and I just pushed the record button and let them talk, and then give them the unedited footage. But they might as well plug them. It's not Nostalgia Cast. They talk about movies. It's a friend of mine. I'm not making anything off of that, but if you like talking about like old movies and hearing some a couple of movie nerds talk about it, then they'll they'll appreciate that plug. They're good guys.
Were you on the show, or you were just press record?
No, I was just the engineer. They come, they go down, they talk for a couple hours, and then they send me a text telling me they're done, and I come down, push the stop button, and away they go.
That's awesome.
Pretty easy.
So is this your first podcast?
Being a guest on, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yes.
That's right. Sweet. Yeah, I'm glad we're your first. I love your cover tracks. One of my favorite ones, me and Fonz were talking, is the Rush stuff. I mean, I just like anything Rush. The fact that you can pull it off is rad. The fact that you can pull off the vocals on the intro vocals, the Simple Minds, Don't Forget About Me. I can't tell you how many times I do that in the shower, just off key. So like, I bet you it's fun to nail that part. Like, ooh, yeah. See how off key I am, but the fact that you can nail
that—you're on point, brother. You are on point.
That and a couple voice modulators, and I'll be on point.
That's a secret.
Tell us about the YouTube channel. You got a handful of followers. How did that come about, and what is it?
That's a great question. I began it in March of this year. And soon to be last year. Wow, can't believe it's December already. But so March, I don't know. And like I was saying, I lost. I programmed myself out of a couple of the side programming gigs that I had in December of last year, a year ago. And so I was just like, you know what? I don't want to look for another programming gig. I want to make music work. And so I thought, how can I? And I actually came across another YouTuber. I'm not sure if you've heard of Frog Leap Studios.
No.
His name is Leo Moracchioli, and he is phenomenal. Oh my gosh! I heard he did a cover of Adele's "Hello," her song "Hello," and made it metal, and it gave me chills. When I found that, I was like, oh my gosh! And I found it last year in October, November, somewhere around a year ago.
Sweet.
And I literally watched it like six or seven times. And then, you know, a couple months later, I'm like, you know what? Well, it was actually kind of serendipitous, because I had a friend come over, and we both are Leo fans. And we were just talking about, you know, just shooting the breeze. And he puts his hand on my shoulder and he's like, dude, Jason, you know, you realize you could do everything that Leo does. And it was kind of like a moment in time where I was like, whoa, oh my gosh. I had no idea. And I never considered myself a lead singer at all before. And so it terrified me. You'll notice the very first, I don't know if you noticed, but the very first cover I did was Linus and Lucy, the theme song from Peanuts.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And there's no vocals. It's just a piano, and I rockified it, and I was like, oh, that was so much fun. And then I thought, oh crap, I've got to do this again. And there's not enough music. There's not enough instrumental music in there for me to not sing. I've been in choirs my whole life, but I've never in my life would I consider myself a lead singer. It terrifies me. Oh my heavens.
Well, you nail it, man. So you look like you're having fun. You got all the different wardrobe that you throw on throughout all your different videos. It's pretty fun to look at.
Thank you. Yeah, I try. I'm seeing where all this madness takes me, and hopefully we can support my family on it and keep it going. I have no intention of stopping. It's just YouTube's interesting. I don't know why, but I'm growing way faster on Instagram than I am on YouTube. Like way, way, way faster.
Oh wow!
And that is really, really exciting. I think that's how you found me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you? How long did it take you to get our song, to nerd it and change it up and do your thing with it?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to answer that, because I'll let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
No.
Was it fun?
We were expecting like a 5-second thing. I thought you were going to say like it took 5 seconds.
It's literally, the video took me way, way longer than the song. The song took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get completely done.
You know, I heard a couple, you know, it's a standard rhythm over and over. And hearing yours, I think there might have been like even like minors or a different key added into it. And I was just like, ooh. It's like you're drinking like Diet Coke and all of a sudden you get a real Coke and you're like, ooh, okay, all right.
A little bit of a shot.
Yeah.
A little bit of a shot of adrenaline. You know, thank you so much.
Dude, you're very talented. You play a whole lot of different styles with your covers. You know, you play some hard rock, you play other stuff. What led you what was the process of ending with that kind of style for our intro song? Cause it kind of sounds old school 70s intro to like a talk show almost. I liked it, but how did that come about?
Well, I work with the tools that I have, and I'm not a good guitarist. And when I heard your intro and that sweet, sweet resonator guitar sound, and I was like, there ain't no way I'm doing that. I can't do that on guitar. There's no way. There is no way. And so I was like, what can I do with that? And I was like, I can do piano. I can do the piano on that. And so I loaded up this piano patch, and I ran it through just layers and layers and layers of tape saturation. And I built it all around that. It is so distorted and so gnarly. And I was like, man, that is it. And I just built it. I think I did the piano, and then I did the bass, and then I did the guitar, and then my cream is the drums. That's what I think I can do. Dare I say, as good or better than most anyone around. Doesn't mean I'm the best drummer around, but integrating acoustic drums into music nowadays is a dying art, because fake drums are all over the place.
Got you.
And yeah. So,
I'll tell you what, man, you had me wanting to wear a skipper hat and like have a parrot on my shoulder with the piano in there. It was, that's how I felt. It was awesome. Again, man, thanks a lot. Thanks again. Fonz, you got any more questions?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please, Fonz, go for it.
Just one more thing. You're white and nerdy. Love it. Love that video.
Oh, thanks.
He's covering a cover.
You're covering a cover.
I was totally covering a cover. And I love
covering a cover of a cover.
Yes. I thought twice about that, because Weird Al, I don't know if he slowed down his track and then sped it back up, but he is talking really fast, and I'm not used to talking that fast in the song, but hopefully it came out all right. That was one of the funnest ones I've ever done. That was absolutely a blast.
Dude, right on. So we're not going to see you, or hopefully we will, but if we don't, we might not see you after the Christmas season. But we're talking about cover songs. Do you know, can you want to take a guess of what is the most covered Christmas song of all time? The song that's been covered the most times?
Well, I could cheat. I've got Google right here. I got it.
And now it's up. No, I'm just playing.
I don't know, man. What's the most covered Christmas song?
Yeah.
It has to be Jingle Bells. It has to be Jingle Bells.
Oh, close. Number three, Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night. Yes.
On Spotify itself, there's 26. There's more than 26,000 versions.
What?
Yeah.
26,000. That's crazy.
1,000. Yeah. Yeah. Don't check it out. You got more important things on your plate. Don't go looking for them. Hey, Jason, how can people find you, and get you to do what you do?
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks for asking. I've got a website. It's, www.artcitysound.com. Yes. I can't believe that it was available, and, it is me. If you really like the videos and you want to download, if you want to download the covers, basically the way that I've got set up is through a platform called Patreon. In all of my videos, in the video description, there's a link and an explanation of what it is, but it's a really cool system that allows people to support their creative people, you know, the people who create stuff that they really, really like. But, The first tier is $1 per month, and for $1 per month you get to download every single cover I've ever done and every cover I'll ever do.
Sweet.
And it helps me out tons. So yeah, in the video description of every video I've ever done, then that is explained, and you can click that link and go there and help a brother out.
So all right, IG, Facebook accounts, or Twitter.
All of it is Art City Sound.
Oh, right on. All right.
Yep.
Jason Jones, Art City Sound. Go check him out. You know, Josh Holm, I don't know if you know who Josh Holm is, Queens of the Stone Age. If he can bring Iggy Pop out to the desert here in Palmdale, and have him record, go out to Salt Lake City, go to Art City Sound, go record there. Jason, you're an awesome dude. However we can help, if you want us to spread any kind of word, come out to us, reach out to us. And thanks again for making that intro tune.
Absolutely. Walter and Fonz, pleasure meeting you both. This was my first, my dipping the toe in the waters of podcast hosting, or not hosting, but guesting, I guess is what you would call it. But, I love it. Thank you guys so much for having me on and for taking the plunge and asking a random stranger if he could do you a solid. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I don't know. Goodwill is still alive.
Yes, it is. And solid it was, man. Thank you, brother.
Right on. You guys have a wonderful Christmas season, and thank you once again.
You as well.